This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. anti-missile defenses intercepted as many as five rockets fired at Kabul, Afghanistan's airport early on Monday. That's according to a U.S. official speaking to Reuters on condition of anonymity. Afghan media said the attack was launched from the back of a vehicle. The Pashwak news agency said several rockets struck different parts of the Afghan capital. The attack followed a huge Islamic State suicide bombing outside the airport gates on Thursday that killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. troops, as well as another reported attempted bombing on Sunday. The U.S. military also investigating reports of civilian casualties after it conducted an airstrike Sunday that it said eliminated an imminent ISIS-K threat to Hamad Karzai International Airport. U.S. Central Command spokesperson Captain Bill Urban said the results of the airstrike were still being assessed and that secondary explosions may have caused additional casualties. He also said, "We would be deeply saddened by any potential loss of innocent life." According to reporting in the New York Times, the drone strike or the secondary explosions killed as many as nine civilians, among them children. The White House said evacuation efforts at the Kabul airport continue uninterrupted after Monday's rocket attack. A statement early Monday said 1,200 people had been evacuated during the previous 24 hours. About 122,000 total people have been evacuated since the end of July. We continue to follow the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.